a forest grow, a painting, a picture, a bird and Diz flattening fifths on 52nd Street. What is a beat? A sweet black, brown, and beige. A rhapsody, free as the wind in a restless breeze. A counter melody, a masterful stroke. What is jazz to me? The beginning and the end of an endless affair. A warm something else, cannonball, and Miles used to play. When autumn leaves were in, the weather was for the birds, and Oscar Peterson made honey out of a wildflower called Baby, Baby, all the time. Jazz to me was like when I was living a lush life on top of the world.
Jazzing Around by Sungji Ali. Welcome to the Qumran Report. May the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. My name is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, and I'm in the studio with my two co-hosts, Earlene Anthony and Tyrone. This week, we will be looking at a retrospective of the life and work of Sungji Ali, teacher, poet, playwright, founder, and guiding light of Soul Vision, an organization located right here in Los Angeles. His goal was to provide a venue for creative after-school education. In the studio to talk a little about Sungji also is activist actor Lee Shaw. Also, I'm on the line with Shirley Simmons, longtime member of Soul Vision. How you doing, Shirley?
Hi. Yes, this is Shirley, a.k.a. Isis, and I'm doing great. How
are
you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Now, Shirley, you are part of the original Soul Vision, what Sungji called the frontline poets. Sungji had a message for young people, especially for those caught up in gang life. He was a teacher, and he would say to me often that he wanted Soul Vision to be an organization to help guide our young people.
Yes.
I would like to play a great song by Sungji entitled Homeboy, and then we'll come back and continue our discussion.
Okay.
Homeboy.
Homeboy.
Homeboy. Brothers, there's only one blood. Cause there ain't no sense in us trampling on the stones. It's us, down, down to the bone. Blood is thick, waters were known well. Cousins were kept apart, mothers were often memories. Fathers were not favored from the farm, for he could do some harm. He could wreck the master scheme, for he, brothers, could dream. Your mama ain't no saint, your daddy died in a shallow stream. But your uncle, Dr. King, did have a dream, my brother. And what is your real excuse? Why can't you study your lessons and stay in school? Why can't you study your lessons and stay in school? Free love and sex ain't nothing but a game. Don't never last, try hope. Take a chance on love, register to vote. Money ain't everything, but you could buy her a ring. Listen to the little blackbird sing. Buy you a record of a yardbird with wings. Get into the swing of things. Homeboy. Have some tenderness for a change. Home is where your history is, and it's not too late. Your uncle Dr. King wrote a book called Why We Can't Wait. Birmingham was yesterday. The mad dogs came to call on your mother's mother and sister. Your granddad had the blackened boots. You know what I'm saying, cuz it ain't but one blood. It's called fight for freedom now.
Homeboy, love, love, love. Homeboy, fight for
homeboy.
Freedom.
Your mama ain't no saint. Your daddy died in yesterday's freedom jazz dance. Your sister's on the street doing it with whomever she meets.
Everybody you know is weak. Dope is strong. Women are free. Ain't nobody in school. Homeboy, listen to me. I know who you are.
Dying
I seen
in the
you up
streets.
Close and from afar. Listen to a poet tell you of a
have
race that used to be strong.
Me.
Now ain't no poet singing.
Oh,
and what's going on? Work for a living. A nickel was a nickel. A dime a dime. Waters were deep. Rivers rose. But nobody froze when it got cold. Oh boy. Take time out and think of who you really are. Don't die off a dozen and one demons. Live for your mama and your daddy too. They had trouble and so will you. But live and let live. Take hold of your history and dream. Take hold of your history and dream. Take hold of your history and dream. Many thousand dark voices still sing. Homeboy.
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 Homeboy by Sunchi Ali, the founder and guiding spirit of Soul Vision. Now, we're back on the line with Shirley Simmons. Shirley, first of all, tell us about the event for Sunchi coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, sure. We're going to have a retrospective of the work of Sunchi Ali that will be this Sunday, February the 5th, at the Exchange on 114 West Street, located downtown. It's going to be a fantastic event. We're going to have a lot of entertainers from Soul Visions and some that just want to involve themselves in Sunchi Ali legacy.
Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that. What's that, at 1 o'clock? I know we're going to hear more about that in the community calendar that'll be coming up. Now, Shirley, tell me something. How did you get involved with Soul Vision? First of all, how did you meet Sunchi?
Well, Sunchi Ali, I met when I moved from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, wanted to do my poetry, and God brought me into his venue, and we met, and he said, you want to do poetry? Let me see what you got. And he was the first to give me the opportunity, like he did many of others before me, to say my poetry live and on stage. I met him in 2001, and it went on from there for the last 12 years, or 10 years, I should say. He passed a year and a half ago, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Now, tell us about Sunchi's last book of poetry entitled Obama's Dream Walk, and then tell us what poem you'll be reading from the book.
Sure. Well, as we all know, Sunchi had a passion, a great passion for jazz and blues, besides eating good food. He always told me that jazz and blues were his mistress. He could always take it to bed, he said. And it was one thing that would bring him in the state of mind of utopia and slowly rock him back down into submission. And the book he wrote called Obama Dream Walk portrayed a lot of his old jazz and blues singers from the past who were history makers, the greatest of the great. And if you were to listen to this one poem that I would like to read, it's called Miss Cece Ryder.
Okay, go ahead. Let us hear that.
Okay, that's just to relate to what I just spoke on. Miss Cece Ryder. Cece Ryder, see what you have done. You've gone and left me. You know, this was one of the greatest songs from back in the days. It was like flour and butter and honey over biscuit and bacon. It was crisp. It was slow. And everyone didn't even have to know the words, cause it was down into their soul. Spirit's fire. Everywhere there were stinger bees. Honey wasn't far behind. Now, I'm asking a century later, can Cece Ryder come home to me? And maybe melody be like honey and rhymes when all else is sea and sand. I know there's a ship somewhere on the stormy wave of a sea that used to mean something to me. There's a riverboat riding, a happy trail, a mountainous venue, deep like nothing else is deep, like a river always flowing at my backyard. Can CeCe Ryder please come home to me? You know, CeCe Ryder, she's pure and sweet as sugar. Not a bad taste after all. She's moist. She's slow. She's down where pure poetry is to be found. One day when I was lost, she found me and rocked me slow till Brownie McGee popped up to the wild. The Lightning Hopkins that we all know, he responded tender and mild. Like Cherry Red had come and gone, so was CeCe Ryder. But there was still the sweetness of memory we're savoring. Like the moisture in her song, the steam and the sting of her sensation. CeCe Ryder, can you take me down slowly? Her blues and it's alive where joy is the walk and the rhythm is the ride. Like Jimmy Smith bringing Plum Nellie home for the first time. It was sweeter than wine. Where blues and jazz got down real low. And CeCe Ryder told off her secrets in the late afternoon. That's titled CeCe Ryder, One of Blues's Mistress.
Thank you. Thank you. CeCe Ryder. Okay, now, Charlotte, for those who want to get in touch with you about the event, what is your contact information?
Sure. I can be contacted at area code 310-800-8379. Or I could be emailed at Shirley1Simmons@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you, Shirley. Shirley Simmons of Soul Vision. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Melvin, and have a great evening. See you Sunday.
Thank you.
Bye.
At this time, I would like to turn it over to Ms. Earlene Anthony for our community calendar.
This is a community calendar, February at the Exchange. Sunday, February the 5th, 1 p.m., Soul Vision, along with Drama Stage Kuwan, will be producing a retrospective of Sunji Ali's work, along with many of the longtime poets of Soul Vision and the frontline poets. Drama Stage and friends are asking that all of you pass the word and come out and participate in this event to honor Sunji. On February the 9th, will be the Arts Walk, starting at 7 p.m. There will be special music throughout the Arts Walk, featuring Willis and Shante, Victor Allen, Hyland Burt, Vicki Robinson, Jerome, Jack Rivera, and many others. On Sunday, February the 12th at 2 p.m., Drama Stage Qumran, along with ICUJP and other organizations, present a dramatic reading of Reckoning with Torture. Be reading memos and testimonies from War on Terror. On Sunday, February the 19th at 2 p.m., Drama Stage will present the movie Skid Row. This movie is about one-third of the Grammy Award-winning group The Fugees, Praz, who came down to Skid Row and lived on the streets for about 9 days and did the documentary. And the movie is called Skid Row. Sunday, February the 26th at 2 p.m., Drama Stage Qumran community program called DCOP will be distributing hygiene kits and clothing to the community. For more information on these events, you can call 323-850-4436. And the Exchange is located at 114 West 5th Street, downtown Los Angeles. And if you have a community event that you would like announced on our show, send the information to dramastage1@yahoo.com. Attention, Earlene Anthony. And once again, our call-in number for the show is 800-893-9562. Now, back to our host.
Okay, right now I would like to play a short interview that I did with Sunji Ali a few months before he passed. The interview is a little over 3 minutes.
A little in-depth talk about a few questions I want to ask you. First question I want to ask you is, what is the message of Dr. King to the youngsters, to the young people today?
I think it's two things. Number one is resistance. Resistance to the forces that would incarcerate you. Resistance to the forces that would degrade you.
Amen.
No matter how much money is involved. See, because our foreparents didn't have money. $1 million contracts. That's the first message. And then the second message to all of us, black, white, green, whatever our color, that we have to stand together as a united people.
United.
Now, when you think about Dr. Martin Luther King, you think about the concept of nonviolence that he stressed all the way to the end of his life. How did that fit into the violent period in which we live in today with wars going on everywhere?
Yeah, that's really a tough question, brother. I think that I was watching the programs today. All of us, hopefully you got a chance to watch CNN. I've been kind of slowly but surely watching some of the programs. And they were talking about playing his life story over and over. In fact, Mark was a History Channel that chronicled his life. But I think the thing is, he would be forceful, and his disdain for war. But I think at the same time, he would be supportive as much as possible of a black man being in the White House. There's an ambivalence there. As a two-ness, Du Bois called it a two-ness. On the one hand, there's being opposed to the negativity of war, but yet on the other hand, try to be supportive of a man who inherited these things and said that he would enforce the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, tell us a little, how long has Soul Vision been in existence?
1987.
Okay. What was the purpose of starting Soul Vision?
To be honest with you, because I wanted to read my poetry more than, you know, I love the group that I was in, but I just felt that I would like to read and express myself more and then give other people an opportunity to read and perform. That was it. People like Donald Bakir, Dr. Mongo here, had shown me that there was actually a career in spoken word. I saw that. But within the context of what we had going, we would have a poetry reading maybe once or twice a year. I said, well, what if we could have a poetry reading, poetry performance once a month? That's concept.
Okay, so you're going to do one more piece for us. What piece you going to do for us?
Well, you know, blues is my favorite.
So favorite blues?
Blues is my favorite. We'll twist that around. Actually, there's another one that I like that instead of Weary Blues tonight, since people have heard it, I don't think they've heard this one as much, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Brother Sunji Ali.
All right, now, I think right now we have another member of Soul Vision on the line, Miss Tanya Bird. Tanya, how you doing? Tanya.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And you?
Oh, I'm just fine. So glad to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Yeah, tell us a little about how you met Sunji and well, how you become part of Soul Vision.
Yes, I was looking through some of my old literature today. We go back to about 2003. And I would travel with him and the other poets all over Los Angeles, and we would recite poems. We had a workshop at the library that we went to every Saturday, and I met him through Edwina Gaines. She was the mother of the Watts Summer Festival, and he was quite a mentor to me. he told me that I was going to be a teacher. And for sure enough, I did become a teacher. And that's about, well, there's a whole lot more to say, but that was like a quick summary.
Let me ask you this. I know you're coming out to the retrospective this coming Sunday at the Exchange. And I'm anxious to hear you, Shirley, tell me that you do a lot of comedy and et cetera like that.
Yes. I'm calling myself an up-and-coming poet. Comic. I've been doing poetry for years. However, when I speak and talk to people, just talking about real life stuff, they always laugh. And I say, you know what? I'm serious. So I'm looking forward to just feeling the water, putting my foot in the water. I've done a little bit of comedy. I did a little bit last year. I've done one open mic down here in Long Beach. And I just want to try my talents. One thing, when I get to heaven, I can tell them, hey, I used everything that they gave me.
Look, do you have something you could read for us now?
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure I can put my hands on something.
Yeah, let us hear some of your work.
Okay, you know, I've got to get my reading glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure I have something right here at my fingertips almost. Okay. Actually, it was a poetic moment. Last year I was invited to recite some poetry. I can't think of the name of the place, but anyway, to make a long story short, the Japanese earthquake was that night. And a lot of my poetry is about natural disasters and the things that happen in the world, okay? So this one is called The Reality Aftershock, and this is the big earthquake.
Okay, let us hear it.
Okay, an earthquake world. Arise, if sleeping, please awake. This catastrophe claimed the people to take. After the quake, a testimonial water wave, higher than high ground, no people found. No people to say, oh, all washed out at sea. People like you and me, grandmamas, papas, sons, daughters, and babies. Thousands of people tiptoe on winding paths and roads of maybe so, and destination, I don't know. Lost their houses and their spouses in the same boats with bright futures and hopes. The going is tough, even the highest hill, not high enough. Technical terror, cell phone warning beep. You pray the Lord your soul to keep, for you got shelter, food, electric, and heat. Breach in the nuclear leak, using flashlights for what they seek. The nuclear juice is loose. No need for sneaking and creeping. Amazing grace, it's God's place. Who you think created this earthquake tsunami race? Shake you up and toss you around. Houses pull up out the ground. Distant screams the only sound. Opening the gate to powerful and polluted, dashing water and waves. Biblical sign of dead fish washing to shore. Stay tuned, there's more. Never dealt a hand like this before. Ain't no jokers, queens, or kings. Just life. Spinning like tops and toys and things. Water taking everything in its path. You do the math. Floating on wood and debris. A nightmare of devastation created in this sea. Destination, mass evacuation, shakes and aftershocks. Cannot sleep, ain't no need for clocks. Trying to keep it together, oops, uncertain weather. Come and go. Which way will the wind blow? Only God will really know. No need to worry. Give God the glory. Peace.
Oh, Okay, Tanya, we expect you to come over there on Sunday and have a good time. I would like to hear that when you come over Sunday. Bring some people with you. Let's come over here and celebrate Sunchi Sunday and have a great time.
Oh, I'm absolutely looking forward to it. It has inspired me so.
Let me ask you this. What are some of your vivid thoughts of Sunchi Ali?
Did you say biblical? I'm sorry,
vivid,
I didn't hear you.
Vivid.
Oh, mm-hmm. Vivid. The river, he has that Miles Davis. I love the poem that he had. They talk about Miles and the blues, and I just thought that he was just a walking ball of joy kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Yes,
and
I know.
He reached out to the youth. You know, he saw something in everybody. I know he saw something in me. And I just think that I'm honored. I'm just really elated, actually, that what he has wished for is coming to pass. Who would know that we would all get back together and come along these winding paths
and celebrate him. Mm-hmm. And celebrate Sunchi.
It's definitely a celebration. And again, I'm very honored.
Thank you, Tanya. And we're looking forward to seeing you over there Sunday. Thank you very much.
What time over there?
1 o'clock, 1 to 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely be there.
And bring some people with you so we can have a good time.
I certainly will invite them. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I will see you on Sunday.
Thank you. Tanya Bird, longtime member of Soul Vision. Now, at this time, I'd like to play a poem that Sunchi did on President Obama before he was elected president. The poem is entitled Barack Obama in the White House.
Yet I'm part of the mainstream, a sundowner who continues to dream, to plant, to weep, to moan, to cry out loud, because nobody knows about blues and roots. Yet Charles Mingus was alive. Blues did go for a joyride. Jack! It's with the Summersville for a swing. Many people got it in their souls that Jelly Roll was a master of rhythm. And Theodonius was a mighty, mighty monk. Thank you for that piece. Historians and people like you and myself will be debating Barack Obama for years to come, perhaps even, in fact, even at the point of our own departure, the good and the bad. I wrote this a few months before he took office. So you may call this a poem of prophecy, because I didn't know that he was going to take office. So we got to look at it and see it for what it is. I call it Barack Obama in the White House. My name is Barack Obama. And I never knew Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi when it was high and heavy with grief. Yet I'm an original African son, born centuries back in the midst. I was an original cloud that made thunder rain down through the years when Africa was a source and Europe a dream of things to come. Now I'm a Black American dream walking through the valley of the shadows of death, still trying to bring life. I am an original African son, born centuries back in the mist, yet I am no gorilla, no lion. I can't do the elephant walk, but with power, I can make poor blacks and whites talk about common themes, like the growing bankruptcy of the nation under Bush and Cheney, greasy oil men who kept a war machine going for the sake of an already depleted dollar. With power, I will give Miss Clinton a rightful place. My first act would be to pardon all white folks for the treacherous deeds, gangsterism, and terrorism against a defenseless people. My second act would be to invite all Americans to a new covenant, bred in unity, temper, and a common struggle that brought forth Lincoln, Kennedy, and a king that tore at the at Reagan's soul and created false joy in Bushland. I invite all Americans to build up our stock and trade, to invite the nations to our cause. My third act would be to build brick by brick, stone for stone, new homes for the bleeding poor, to make the American land a free one again. The speculators, the inherited rich, must give back to a united trust to feed the hopes and dreams of a desperate souls without means. I am Barack Obama. And when I enter the White House, I will leave race behind and sign on to an American Kennedy left behind. I will see America in the shadows, blue, black, red, white, and green. I will see and embrace the other America and build on the dreams of America beyond the king. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not really Barack Obama, but maybe I am.
Okay, that was Sunchi Ali reading this great poem, Barack Obama in the White House. And right now in the studio, I know we got Dr. Mongo coming.
She's trying to call right now.
But what we're going to do, you know, I want to get some reflections, some in-house reflections, starting with Miss Earlene Anthony about how she met Sunchi and what do you think about Sunchi's vivid impressions.
I'm not too sure when I met Sunchi, but he came to drama stage Qumran, and when he come, he would always bring somebody with him. And Sunchi wanted to write a play, and somehow or another, I was the one chosen to help him write the play. He would bring post-it notes, a lot of scribbled things on scraps of paper, his handwritten notes, and we'd sit down and we'd go back and forth and we'd decipher stuff. And he'd always come the next week or whatever. We got to get this in. And finally he came up with the play, Black River Rising. And it was a tribute to his friend, Dadishi X. And we did the play a few times, and it turned out to be a great work, and we're able to get all of this done before he passed on. But that's some of my memories of Sunchi. And he was always full of life, always laughing, and always, oh, yeah. And I remember he gave me this black and white book. He always had a book with him. But it was a black and white composition book. And he gave it to me and he told me to write. I don't know if I wrote anything, but anyway, he had this black and white book that he was be giving to people. That's how memories I have of Sunchi.
Lee, how about you? What's your memories of Sunchi when you think about it?
Yeah, well, I met him back in 2007, I believe. And when I first heard him speak, you know, just when I was introduced to him, I was thinking to myself, something special about this guy. You know, and as your other callers and people reflected on him, you know, he was such an angel, what you might call an angel of sorts, or a prophet, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody that came in contact with him, right, he brought the best out of them. He just drew it out. And he showed them how to get it out. You know, that's what Miss Earlene just said, huh, right. You know what I'm saying? He can tell you what to write. Just write. You know? And, hey, he's just a special guy. You know what I'm saying? And the more you hear about him, you know, just even the people who never knew him, just to sit down and listen to people talk about him, you would get that same feeling. This guy was really special, man. Mm-hmm. And right today, we need the Sungji Alis of the world, man. We need them badly.
You know, I agree. Okay, so at this time, I would like to do one of the poems from Sungji's great book, Obama's Dream Walk, and I feel honored that he wanted to put one of my poems in the book. It is called Jazz and the Hum of the Bumblebee. I'm going to do this poem right now. And it was one of Sunji's favorite poems, one of my favorite poems that Sunji's like. Jazz and the Hum of the Bumblebee. Sweet jazz's sound, I hear in you all of the sounds of the universe. Your rock, your pop, your sweet jazz's sound will always be around until the end of time and then some. The harmonious nature of all sounds, a total mental trip. Sweet jazz's sound, I hear in you all of the sounds of the universe. The birds, the bees, the flowers, and the trees. Sweet nectar of life, the hum of the bumblebee. Sweet jazz's sound, I give you your crown. The king of sound, the queen of melody. A spiritual healing for the soul, like honey. Your gospel, your rap, your pop, your tap. The hum of the bumblebee, can't you see? Like Dizzy G, sweet as honey, like the bumblebee. Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Coltrane, and Theonious Monk. Rock, pop, and jazzy punk. Louis Armstrong, come blow your horn. Yardbird Parker, one of the best ever born. Sweet jazz's sound, I hear in you all of the sounds of the universe. Your sweet jazz's sound will always be around until the end of time and then some. Thank you. Okay, right now, our in-studio guest, actor, activist Lee Shaw, he would close out this section with a reading of Marcus Garvey, a role that both Sungji and Lee played in the play, Catch the Tap.
Yes, yes, yes. Where is the black man's government? Where is his king and kingdom? Where is his president, his country, his army, his navy? I could not find them anywhere, so I declared, I will help to make them. If Europe is for the European, then I say Africa for the African. It is time for a new way of thinking. We must begin to think for ourselves and do for ourselves a new way of doing things. We need programs that really help our people. We have reached a time when every minute and every second must count for something done, something achieved in the cause for Africa. We need the freedom of Africa now. At this moment, I see Ethiopia stretching forth her hands unto God. And I see the angel of God taking up the standards of the red, the black, and the green, saying, follow me. If Europe is for the European, then Africa shall be for the black people of the world. We say it, we mean it. I've just come back from a 38-state tour in order to study the condition of the black people in America. Let me tell you what I found in this year of 1916. I found that the Negro leaders of our people have no program. They're just living off their so-called leadership while our people continue groping in the dark, looking for a little light. Why are these so-called leaders so dependent upon the support and goodwill of the white man? The so-called Negro leaders of our people seem willing to turn back the clock of progress at the whim of their white support.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lee Shaw. Now, our last section for tonight is from the Voices from the Ether portion of the show.
If it's Monday night about 15 minutes to 9, then you are listening to Voices from the Ether. In the background playing, Rose Gale's Quartet featuring Clarence Webb on the saxophone. Rose and her quartet would always be featured artists at one of the Soul Vision frontline poet performers or events. Tonight, on the phone is Michelle Autry. And Michelle was one of Sunji's contemporaries and frequently performed in the same spoken word circles. Evening, Michelle. Welcome to the Ether.
Hello.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing much better now that I know that you're on the phone with us here in the Ether. Tell us briefly some of your experiences with Sunji.
I might not have been an official member of the Soul Vision, but I know that I just considered Sunji to be a really most important, I think, mentor for me spiritually as well as creatively and as well as poetically, of course. Sunji and I had an interesting kind of a spiritual tete-a-tete because we were always evolving to hopefully express our true sentiments as Christians, mm-hmm. not only through our work, but and also evolving, you know, I think, to that more positive and more contributing personification in our communities. We would always talk about slavery. He'd be like, well, you know, that happened for a reason, Michelle. And I'm like, yeah, of course it happened for a reason. But we had very different ideas through it all. I love Sunji dearly, and I know that his life, his love, his work, and all that he stood for lives on, not only through those of us that are still here, but it just lives on through spiritually, through all that he was able to contribute, all that he was able to do. And I'm so glad we have a chance to honor and give homage and celebrate not only his life, other brothers like Ron Allen, and we give thanks for those that are still here paving the way, like Melvin Ishmael Johnson and Erling Anthony. So we love you, Sunji. We know you're still here. Again, you're manifest and personified in all that we continue to be and do. So, give thanks to celebrate the life of an incredible man, incredible poet, incredible artist. And like I said, his energy is still here. So, you know, I just continue to live. We all have to continue in that legacy. I think that's why we're still here.
Exactly. Exactly. So Michelle, you're going to do a piece tonight, and it's inspired by your life and times with him, I'm assuming.
Yes. I wasn't sure which one I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think I'm going to just do an inspirational piece. Sunji, he was so encouraging. And Sunji, I think, was a personification not only of realizing potential and encouraging other artists, but he really walked and lived, and he really practiced what he preached, and that was, I think, was so inspirational about Sunji. So he encouraged me. He encouraged me, of course, to be honest and to express myself continually and be more productive and prolific. I think most of the members of Soul Vision can remember that, to be productive, be prolific, continue to write, and continue to be true to self. So I'm going to do this. This poem is called Be Free.
Be Free. Very
be
good.
Free.
Very
and
good.
Again, dedicated to the memory of Sunji and the love that we have for Sunji Ali and all of the great poets and artists who have continue to express themselves and encourage and enrich our lives. And so this is for you, Sunji. I know Sunji Ali would love and would encourage all of you and me to be free, be truly free spiritually. truly free spiritually, free from captivity, no bondage, no slavery, not physically, mentally, spiritually, truly and totally free from all captivity. Can you feel me? For all of you who have fondest memories of our brother Sunji Ali, be spiritually free, please, for me. Continue in your creativity and love. Really, eternally free from any captivity binding you. Eternally free to do your poetry, fully developing all of your God-given abilities, free from captivity. For here, I'm here to preach, I'm here to reach, I'm here to try to teach you. Feel me, be free spiritually. Be prolific. Be happy, because that's the beginning of true prosperity. Free, absolutely, achieving some deeper degree of prosperity. Poverty is a curse. So let's rise, change, because if we don't, that situation could get worse. Let's be free. Free your mind, free your heart, free your soul. Indeed, you and me, we remember Sunji Ali. Let's really ask, knock, seek, and be free, clean, free, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, today, now, and forever, each and every day, in each and every way. Let's just rise to that height, that highest height, where I know Sunji Ali is right now, spiritually free. I encourage you, I encourage all those who are listening. Let's continue in the legacy and the love and the expression and the best, most fondest memories that we have for Sunji. Let's continue to be free and live this legacy endlessly and eternally. So I give thanks. Thank you so much for an opportunity. I just encourage everyone to continue and to be progressive and to be prolific and to participate fully, as fully as you can in life, each and every day. Let's live each life as each day as if it was the very last day of our lives. So thanks again for an opportunity. I hope that's encouraged someone to live life the way Sunji Ali lived it.
It's your words tonight definitely echoed my personal experiences with Sunji over the years. They were short years, but you definitely have echoed what he would say, and your poem was very, very timely, considering what he always wanted everyone to be is just be yourself and put it out there the best way you can. Thank you, Michelle.
Being the best that we can possibly be, just continuing to grow, continuing to develop, continuing to participate, continuing to contribute in the community. I think because the community is such an incredible reflection of what just each individual can continue, like I said, to contribute, so that we're growing, contributing, participating. And I think in our poetry and any aspect or any gift that we have to that end, I think is the greatest testimony that any poet can leave. And I think Sunji Ali really did that. And that was encouraging. Not only his words, not only his poetry, but his life was encouraging. His life was a testimony. So I just encourage each of us to continue to realize that in each and every day, every way that we possibly can, so that we can continue to move our people forward. We can continue to move forward. Yeah, Sunji had a great love for black people. He had a great love for humanity.
Period.
So, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The opportunity. Okay.
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, good
Don't
night.
Go running off like that, but thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday also, okay?
Okay, I'll be there. Thanks so much for the Qumran, and we look forward to hearing from the next poet. Thanks so much. You all have a good evening.
You too. Thank you. Thank you. That was Michelle Autry, one of our favorite visiting poets here to the ether. In closing tonight, I'm going to be reading a poem from Obama Dreamwalk, Poetry for the New Millennium, one of Sunji's last books that he did before his passing. My relationship with Sunji began, I believe, with Black River Rising also. Drama Stage introduced me to him. I'll take that back. Actually, I think Melvin, wasn't he playing the role of Marcus Garvey for a minute?
Yes.
And I think that's where I saw him first. Somebody else photographed the show, and I said, oh, God, this guy's huge. He's a big man. He's a big man. Huge in stature. But when I actually first met Sonji, he was just this small man with big briefcase with papers flowing all over the place. And, you know, we would meet once a week, he and I, almost once a week at Denny's over there in Vermont and Wilshire, and put things together. I was his $25 a week administrative assistant, as he put it. But we finally put this book together, and it's quite a book, and I'm going to read a poem from it tonight. I don't even consider this poetry. I consider it to be news for the senses, actually. The name of the poem is called Getting Down to Business. And a lot of our Qumran reports have been about entrepreneurship and you know, putting things together here in the 21st century where things are all falling apart. So I'm going to take a few moments here to read this piece, Getting Down to Business, by Sonji Ali. For the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Mr. Paulson, Mr. Geiger, and Mr. Obama. To oversimplify American business is a result of supply and demand, profit and loss, scales of justice tilted towards the rich and them that have. Poor people who miss the safety net can, for the most part, fight amongst themselves. Yet people can thrive, strive, make something out of themselves. It's about digging deep, foregoing many, many nights of endless sleep, giving pleasure the night off every now and then. Bending the backs into that book you know will make you strong, contains many psalms to live by, grow by. Business is about land that you never really had. It's about interest off profits and posterity. That has been squeezed to turn profit before catastrophic loss sets in. If you're in the inner city where the rats and the roaches dwell, where hell is every night on the street, get you some business or die, a skill so you can leave a will. Hustle if you must. Turning tricks can temporarily help pay the rent. 50 cent can make you $1,000 bill if you're willing. Business is what we crave, profit and loss. Markets in the inner city mall, Johnson & Johnson, Coca-Cola, Michael Down, Oprah Winfrey, silken gowns, Kobe, Shaq, aplenty bulging under the sweat, aroma of U.S. Bank. Getting down to business with ebony green statuettes in the park. Langston Hughes and Bessie Coleman did have wings. Now America is coming in on the wings of an African night flyer, driving, singing, blending, sunsets and shadows. Ride America, it's your land. From the green, the valley, sunlit peak, the breathtaking shores, the heartland where the prairie seems ever so still and to run forevermore. America will return on the wings of Obama, Lord. Equal justice, equal pay for equal work. The river shall be pure again, the lakes and streams, and dreams will walk again. That's an excerpt from Obama Dream Walk, Poetry for the New Millennium, written by Sonji Ali. And at this time, we still have some time here in the ether. Melvin?
Thank you very much, Tyrone. Yeah, we do have some time. I just want to remind everyone to come on out this Sunday, February the 5th, 2012, at 1 o'clock at the Exchange and celebrate the work and life of Sonji Ali. The Exchange is located at 114 West 5th Street. And I'd like to reach out to all of the members of Soul Vision. Come out and support this event. And also, we're trying to put together what Sunji was talking about, creating some creative after-school programs for these young people out here in the community, where we can teach some poetry class, right, writing class, et cetera, like that. And who better name than Sunji Ali, mm-hmm, and Soul Vision to run this program under. Mm-hmm. And so right quick, I'd like to get a quick little minute comment from my in-studio guests, Lee Shaw, Tyrone, Earlene Anthony. A little quick thought on Sunji.
Yeah, you know, it's, I say special people, you know, we don't have enough of them. And the ones, you know, we have to kind of think about Sunji and his work and those who follow him, you know, those who he inspired to do better. I learned a lot about Sunji, maybe just been talking to Miss Andrea Ross, you know, because she didn't have no idea she could do what she did. And she was glad to tell you right quick that because of Sunji, and he drew it out of her. You know what I'm saying? And we look at what education means. It means to draw out. And that's what he did. He mm-hmm. drew it out.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lee. Earlene.
We can remember Sunji as a teacher because he was always teaching. And like I say, he always had his little notebook with him and, you know, that little old black and white book. And he was always teaching. But Sunji wanted to be an actor. And he aspired to be Marcus Garvey. And we had a fun time with Sunji becoming Marcus Garvey. And just again, the frontline poets, Soul Vision, all of those out there that knew Sunji Ali, come on out Sunday and let's just have a good time.
Yeah.
Because Sunji would love us to be in one place, laughing and talking and just having a good time. Thank you.
Tyrone.
Yeah. We will have at the event on Sunday some CDs, right, Melvin?
Mm-hmm.
And I right. think we have a DVD. And we have DVDs that are going to be on sale that will help to promote the dream that Sunji had to continue this program on for after school education. And the money is going to go to the Soul Vision frontline poets so that they can basically finance another event. It does take money to put on these events, and so far we're only doing it once a year. That's why we're calling all frontline poets and or anyone that has known Sunji, please get on board the dream and help us to at least try to squeeze another event in so that we can have at least two events a year to continue this memory on. I think we're going to be selling the CDs and DVDs for what,
$5, something like that.
Yeah,
the CDs
yeah.
and DVDs.
Yeah, $5 about Sunji and
the history of Soul Vision.
And the history of Soul Vision. Thank you, Melvin. Mm-hmm. And I think we probably even give you a deal if you buy a CD and a DVD both at the same time. But if you can't make it to the show, we can always mail them out to you. So if you're listening and you can't make it to the show, contact Drama Stage or contact Shirley Simmons, and we can get copies to you in the mail as long as you send us a check or a money order made out to Drama Stage, Qumran, and that should do it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tyrone.
You're welcome.
Now, I would like to extend a special thanks to our in-studio guest, activist Lee Shaw. On the line with Shirley Simmons, on the line with Tanya Bird, and Michelle Autry. To my co-hosts, Earlene Anthony and Tyrone, and a special thanks to Jeremy, Sonia, and the Skid Row Studio.
Thank you, Sonia.
Now, you can check out our past shows of the Qumran Report on iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, skidrow.la, or www.dramastage-qumran.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Qumran Report, and I leave you with Sunji's last performance and the song Jazzin' Around.
It's a dream walking and talking, a mountain top moving, thunder raining in lightning. I'm sorry. Thunder raining in despair, lightning.
and singing the blues early in the morning when his mind is on vacation. A poem is an experiential truth that you can see forever. Like when I first saw the Mississippi River, it was almost staring me in the face. I was traveling high and looking low. The blues was all around me. And one false move, and I would lose everything I had. A journeyman not long ago said, the metaphor is the crowning jewel in the poet's arsenal. He says, you better wake up, America. Come on now. You better wake up, America, everybody. You better wake up, America. Freedom's on the run. You gotta change your wicked way. Or your cities will burn. A forest grow, a painting, a picture, a bird and Diz flattening fifths on 52nd Street. What is a beat? A sweet black, brown, and beige. A rhapsody, free as the wind in a restless breeze. A counter melody, a masterful stroke. What is jazz to me? The beginning and the end of an endless affair. A warm something else. Cannonball and Miles used to play. When autumn leaves were in. The weather was for the birds. And Oscar Peterson made honey out of a wildflower called Baby